What's in a name? In the area south of the 10 freeway, you might hear it called South Central or South LA. Today, in part two of our collaboration with Intersection South LA, Kylie Morgan explores how people feel about the Switch community. Kylie Morgan reports.
South Central in Los Angeles was renamed to South LA in 2003 in an effort to dispel the image of an area plagued by rampant crime and gang violence. To find out more, I spoke with Dr. Josh Sides, who teaches urban history at Cal State Northridge. He says the name change actually began with a group of concerned moms.
So it was not handed down from on high, but rather a grassroots effort to rename their community, which they accurately believed was sort of maligned simply by the association of South Central. So I actually, at the time and now, am very sympathetic to their goal, that group of mothers who had seen so much horror and so much tragedy in their communities and in their families.
Sides says the South LA community has changed since 2003, but not necessarily because of its name.
If you really want to look at what's driving change there, it's immigration, it's investment, you know, it's regional economy. These are all the things that are transforming the communities.
South LA was historically home to a large African-American community, but in recent years, it's become predominantly Latino. Sides says changing the name changed the area's cultural identity.
From a historical perspective, they lost something that was important because we had prominent African-Americans in Los Angeles talking about South Central Avenue back in 1908, 1909, and talking about it with great pride.
Sides says a name can affect things like investing and real estate in a community. But he says the real effect might be harder to measure. The main impact of the name change, Sides thinks, is the feeling of new beginnings that came with letting go of stigma. Kylie Morgan, Annenberg Radio News.